Honorable members, are we ready to start?
Mr.
Yes,
Modisha, there's
Chair.
still 5 minutes to go.
Good morning, Honorable Weber. It would seem there were two times that were communicated.
We can
One
start.
was 9 o'clock, one was 9:30. So I'm trying to mitigate the two.
That's perfect with me. I just know not everyone is on yet.
We as knees, man.
People here, Weber.
That
All, yeah, it's fine.
It's you joined late. We joined at 9.
In as much as
Okay, but good morning, everyone. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to the leadership of the department.
recording in progress.
Today we are in the department. Gwaze, Mr. Ramaru, Mr. Galip, Mr. Sinene, Mr. Kobese, Ms. Kobela, and Mr. Mgu. Today's presentation will be led by Ms. Gangen and Mr. Van Breda. All honorable members, I believe, are here. Honorable Weber is here. Honorable Bryant is here. Honorable Winkler is here. Honorable Dlamini, Honorable Paulson, Honorable Kancho, Honorable Mbata. I don't see Honorable Mchunu. I don't see Honorable Singh. I don't see the minister or the deputy minister. Okay, let's proceed. Assuming that they are three in 3 minutes, they will join us. Chilika, can you fly the agenda, please? I am told it is raining in Cape Town. We must stay as far away as possible from the ocean. What we see and read on the news, if there's anything to go by. Are there apologies, honorable members, from your side? There are no apologies. Okay. Chilega, Mr. Ramaru, good morning.
Yes,
Welcome.
Chair.
Good morning, honorable members. My apology, I have to really attend to an emergency. I will be only to able to stay in between 9 now and at least 10. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, we know that. Thank you, Mr. Ramaru. Ms. Madubela, are there apologies?
Minister Soyu and the DG.
You got cut there, Chileka. Can you start?
Okay, so can you hear me now? My connection is bad. It's raining in Cape Town. So the apologies that I received, Chair, it's from Honorable Singh, Deputy Minister Soyu, and DG Miss Shabalala.
Okay. We note those apologies. Further apologies? Okay, in the absence of any, can we get the mover of the adoption of the agenda as flighted?
Chair, I move to adopt the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Winkler. Any support?
May I second the adoption of the agenda?
Thank you very much, Honorable Paulson. Welcome. Continuation of our meeting of the Portfolio Committee. Today we're dealing with the consideration and the adoption of the Climate Change Bill. Ms. Gangan, what do you have in store for us?
Good morning, Chairperson. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Chairperson, let me start by greeting everybody on the platform this morning. At our last meeting, we had undertaken to finalize the A-list and to send it to CREDA for our proofs. We received copies of proofs and, you know, as it normally goes, sometimes CREDA puts in things that they were not supposed to put in. So there was a bit of a back and a forth, but we have now finalized our A-list with CREDA. I'll go through the minor amendments, non-substantive amendments with the committee, but also to let the committee know that yesterday after hours we received our BBL, which we need to proof, and the team will spend today proofing that BBL. It is a mammoth task. We need to go through the BBL with a fine-tooth comb, which the legal team will do today. But before we get there, let's just go through the minor amendments to the A-list and which resulted in the final documents that Ileka had circulated to all members. Chairperson, if I may begin. So on the A-list, on the very first clause, CREDA had inadvertently left out semicolons after the definition of national greenhouse gas emissions profiles. So after that last word sinks, we've asked them to insert a semicolon, which they've done. And then after the definition of Public Finance Management Act, they've omitted to put a semicolon, which they've now inserted.
Sorry, Chair, I don't want to interrupt Ms. Gangan, but is it possible for us to flight the document that she's referring to?
Taleka, could you do?
Yes, I'm sure it should, Bryant.
Colleagues, is everyone still there? It's very quiet.
I don't know what's happening. We're still here.
Yeah, no, we're here. They're just waiting to put the document up on the screen.
Tyreka. Okay, Chairperson, sorry, if I may, this is going to be hard for me to fly to this document and work off this document because I'm working off my own document. Tileka, are you able to flight the A list that you have? Or if you can
from my side.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'll flight it.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go to my own document. Just get a moment. You've completely lost my.
Just make sure not to speak to yourself.
Sorry, I'm completely lost. Just give me a moment, please.
Can we see it now, members?
Yes. If it's a document that's called amendments agreed to, yes, we can see it.
Sorry, my apologies. I just need a moment to find. Okay, I've got it. May I proceed, Chairperson? My apologies for that slight delay.
Able.
All right. So after the, still under clause one, after the definition of resilience, in the second line of that definition, we've taken out the words of, and we've replaced it with the words and. And then under clause seven, on page 8 in line 23, after the word policies, we've just corrected the inverted commas. It was in the wrong direction. Still under clause seven, under 4A, after the words Presidential Climate Commission, there was an and, which we've deleted. And then under clause 22, on page 13, we've inserted paragraph B. And in the second last line, we've deleted the words are and we've replaced it with the word is. And under clause 27, after the insertion of subsection 4, after the word parliament, we've inserted inverted commas with a full stop. Chairperson, those are the only the minor amendments that we've made, which resulted now in the final version that the committee has. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ms. Gangan. Honorable members, do those changes represent our views?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Honorable Brian. I'm asking if those views.
Oh, sorry, Chair. Yeah, I think it's tricky with the hand raising thing because of the way the screen's being shared. Yeah, look, those are, I would say, probably to an extent cosmetic changes. So there's no, in my understanding, material difference to the bill, the intention of the bill. So no issues from my side. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Bryant. I suspect those views, our views are then represented sacrosanctly from that particular presentation.
Yes,
but then we
don't
have to. We don't have to adopt. Thank you very much, Honorable Winkler. We don't have to adopt it again because we had already adopted it. Am I right?
Chairperson, as I understand, if you allow me, I think this is a new document because it had to go through a different. So there have been a couple of extra amendments. So I think we do have to okay this one again. If my understanding, Ms. Gangan can probably confirm.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
So this is a final version, and it makes no difference if the changes were non-substantive. And this is our final document. It's a new document, and it would be need to be adopted by the committee, as I understand it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, this is a final, honourable members. Can we then get a mover of the adoption of a final A list?
Chair.
Honorable Ganjo.
Hi, good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to everyone. I'm sorry, I'm struggling to raise my hand. I've been struggling to raise my hand. I move for the adoption of the A list, Chair. Thank you.
Siyabonga. Thank you very much. Honorable Mkunu.
Thank you, Chair. I second Honorable Ganjo. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I suspect there are no objections. Are there objections?
Chair, I just want to quickly just check whether we're going to do a clause by clause on the bill, if that was factored in, because I see it's about... Attention,
you know, read the bill, Bryant. But my view is that they would have to send it to us first before we see it here. So let's confirm with them if we're going. Clause by clause, or because we have adopted it, that is the end of it. Ms. Gangan?
Thank you, Chairperson. So, Chairperson, what I think we're going to do is we're going to take today to go through the B bill, and once the B bill is in order, the committee would do a clause by clause on the B bill. The committee's adopted the A list now. So that is done. The next step would be to look at the B bill and then to do the clause by clause based on the B bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Honorable
Mkun, is that the legacy hand?
Oh, my apology, Chair, it's a legacy hand.
Okay. Honorable Bryant.
Thanks, Chair. Now, that answers my question perfectly. So we still have one meeting remaining on this, which will be the B bill clause by clause. Thanks. Thanks, Chair.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. That clarity helped us a lot, Honorable Bryant. Can we now go, Ms. Gangan, to the B bill to the B list, not the B bill.
Chair, as indicated earlier, the B bill was only sent by CREDA after hours yesterday. The legal team, the state law advisor, myself, and the department would have to go through that entire B bill before we deal with it as a committee, Chairperson.
Does that mean we're done for today? Is that what it means?
It means that the committee, unless the committee has any other business, the committee is done for the day, as I understand it. We will go through the B-bill, but as far as I'm concerned, we can't move forward with the B-bill without the legal team vetting that B-bill. So I think for the moment, the committee's business may be done for the day, Chairperson.
Honorable Bryant, do you see the clarity we're seeking?
Yeah, Chair, sorry, I'm not sure if I left my hand up, but no, I think that's great. I think what Ms. Gungan is saying makes complete sense. So we just obviously need to set a date for our next meeting so that we can go through that B-bill and give them an opportunity now to get onto that. So no problems my side. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. It was also my view that they should have sent it to us so that when we come here, at least we've went through the B-bill ourselves so that we don't see it for the first time here. But honorable members, the information we have is that the B list has been sent yesterday to the legal team. So they will have to scrutinize it and then present it to us as a committee. My assumption is that it will also be shared to us so that we're also able to prepare as we come to this meeting, go through that B list. Chilega, is there any other business that we need to deal with today?
No, Chair, that was it for today.
Oh, yeah. No, the Bonai Klesha, I see we had spent a lot of time, but it's fine. Understandably so. It could have been that we spend less time for more discussions or vice versa. But then, honorable members, from your side, if there are no other issues, we can close today's meeting having adopted the final the final A list, and then we are ready for the B list after the legal team has went for it. Are we agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Yeah.
Siabonga. Thank you very much, Ms. Gangen. Thank you very much to the administrative team. Thank you very much, honorable members. And the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
Chair? Sorry, Chair?
Hey, where Chileka?
Yes. So the legal team indicated that they will work through the B list today and then tomorrow we can adopt. I just want to check if that's okay with members, since Parliament is also raising this week. So tomorrow should be our last meeting.
Are they able to send the B list to us to tonight at least? At the most.
Tilo and Shan?
Chair?
Honorable Winkler?
Sorry, Chair, I have raised my hand, but I'm not sure if you can see it from your side. Chair, I'm not available tomorrow morning. We have to fly down for parliamentary sitting in the afternoon. So if it's all right with the Portfolio Committee, to please reconvene on another date, because I would like to participate in the proceedings, if that is all right with other colleagues. Thank you.
Okay. There is a request that we reconvene for the B list any other time so that we give honorable members time to be able to fly to Cape Town.
Okay.
What time is your flight, Honorable Member?
Sorry, Chairperson. It's Brian here. Just quickly, I mean, I think it's going to be a tricky week because Thursday we have our caucuses, obviously. Friday we've got the plenaries from 10 o'clock and we are going to require at least 2 hours to do the clause by clause justice. So I do understand Honorable Winkler's challenge tomorrow, but if it means us having to get it done before we rise, as opposed to, you know, having to wait until we come back, let's just see, you know, maybe Tileke can check in the meantime with other members and see who's available when.
Okay. Honorable Winkler, what time is your flight?
Chair, it's at 9, so I should arrive by 11.
Honorable members, are we able to have a meeting at 11:30? For 12?
Chair, will that time be enough for us to finalize the bill list if you are going to go loss by loss? That's my question. I'm still on the floor, Weber. That's my question, Chair. And the other thing, if we are not going to finish it, let's check how many members will be available tomorrow so that we don't reschedule for one member. Thank you.
Honorable Weber?
Parliament starts at 3 o'clock, so if we start at 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3 hours.
Okay, honorable members, I'm trying to be as accommodative as possible. It would be very important for all of us to partake in this and input in the content of this document. So I'm checking between 11:30 and 3 o'clock. If there are no issues, if we start a meeting at 11:30, so that we are able to accommodate everyone.
Chair, Honorable
Weber?
If we maybe don't finish tomorrow from 11:30 until 2:30, Chair, I don't know how it looks, but last week we just said we do it at 6 o'clock after Parliament. That can also be a suggestion if we didn't finish in the first 3 hours, if we need an extra hour or something to do it. After Parliament is just a suggestion, as I believe we have to finish it this week.
That's another suggestion.
Okay.
Chileka Simenja, between 11:30 and Honorable Mbata.
NA, I have two meetings, so I won't be able to partake in the NA plenary. I prefer that we sit before plenary. Thank
you. Honorable Ganjo.
I think let's push for 11:30 and see where how far can we go, Chair. Then take it from there.
I would concur with the Honorable Gansha.
Okay, Chileka Simenja, between 11:30 and 2:30, how are we standing?
No, we are fine, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Members, let's reconvene tomorrow at 11:30. So that everyone is able to attend tomorrow's meeting, try and push between 11:30 and 2:30. Agreed?
Agreed. Thank you.
Agreed.
Siyabonga, if that's the case, let's then close today's meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.